You're back with Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. When you want to boost tourism, but you don't have any money, you get creative. So back in 2009, after some brainstorming, state leaders created the Regional Tourism Act. It includes tax incentives for projects that lure out-of-state visitors. Well, soon, a commission will decide which projects get help. The contenders are scattered throughout the state, from Pueblo to Estes Park. Likely the most controversial is a big hotel and convention complex in Aurora from a company called Gaylord Entertainment. Ed Sealover is covering this story for the Denver Business Journal, and we caught up with him at his office in the state capitol. Ed, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for your time.
Explain this to us first. How does a state that is struggling with cash help pay for new tourism projects?
Well, I mean, what it is any payments for these tourism projects are not going to be things the state has to spend directly from its budget, but are going to be reductions of future revenues. The way the Regional Tourism Act works is the state can choose up to 6 projects in the next couple of years and designate a regional tourism zone around them if it believes these are projects that are going to bring in a number of tourists from out of state and will help the economy. And they'll be able to keep any state sales tax revenue that is generated within that zone for the next 30 years and be able to put it toward their projects. And so essentially, the state's not spending any money it has. What it's doing is it's reducing the amount of revenue it would bring in over the next 3 decades.
With the idea of drawing people in from out of state, that's like the big condition here.
Yes, that is the big condition. It's actually a little bit of a controversial condition because the original RTA bill references in 3 places that these projects have to draw people in from out of state. There's one place where it references they have to draw people in from outside the regional tourism zone, which is essentially the bubble right around their empty land right now. And so there's a little bit of controversy, but most of the board that's going to make the decision says these need to be out of state tourists.
Okay, well, how do you sit today when something isn't built, doesn't exist, and say, yes, this will draw out-of-state visitors?
Well, what they're doing right now, the 6 projects are pitching themselves to the Colorado Economic Development Commission. And they are pitching themselves as, hey, this is such a good project. We've got analysts who are showing that it's going to bring people from across the country. And that 9-member EDC is going to be the board that's going to decide whether or not they buy these plans. But you kind of have to go on trust that these projects will bring in out-of-state tourists. And the way the RTA is set up, if they don't, they just simply don't get any money.
As the law currently stands, up to 2 projects a year can receive this special tax designation. But there's a bill that's been approved by the legislature that would raise that to 6. So up to 6 projects a year could be given the nod. But the governor has hinted at a veto of that, meaning the 2 would stay in place. What's the story there?
The governor's office is a little unsure right now of the program. Now, this is a program that was approved under former Governor Bill Ritter, and it was approved with bipartisan support. But the Office of Economic Development and International Trade, which oversees the Economic Development Commission, says they want to take it slowly. They want and the current law says up to 2 projects a year could be approved. There is some thinking that there might only be 1 project that gets the go-ahead out of the 6 that applied this year. And the governor's office says, we want to take this slow and make sure that this works, make sure that these projects that we give this designation to actually get off the ground if we tell them that that they're going to be able to keep these sales taxes over the next 30 years. So I think that is a strong possibility we'll see a veto within the next week or so.
I think the highest profile project of the 6 in the running is the Gaylord complex. This is a 1,500-room hotel and entertainment center in Aurora. And why has this been so controversial?
The reason it's so controversial is because of the dispute over where Gaylord would be finding its visitors. Now, Gaylord operates 4 other hotel conference centers throughout the U.S., and it has a steady stream of businesses and groups that visit these conference centers and hold their meetings there. Gaylord officials say that's going to be the brunt of their visitors here in Aurora. They would be bringing in people from out of state who currently do not come to Colorado because they like to come to the Gaylord Centers. Therefore, this would be a big way to generate out-of-state tourists. They also feel, hey, we could maybe get some other conferences that simply don't come to Colorado right now, and we could bring them to Colorado to come to the Gaylord. But there are a lot of downtown Denver leaders who say, no, this is going to come in and it's going to siphon away a lot of business that you now see at the Colorado Convention Center. And they said this is not the reason the Regional Tourism Act was developed. And that's really the heart of the argument that the Economic Development Commission has got to decide in choosing whether or not Gaylord is going to be one of the two recipients this year.
There are five other applicants, and they include Douglas County, which is hoping to build an archaeological museum and sports complex. Glendale has plans for an outdoor river walk and entertainment complex. Estes Park wants to renovate Elkhorn Lodge and build a year-round adventure park. And Montrose County has a number of tourism projects in its plan. But let's touch on one more of the proposals, Ed, and that's the Riverwalk project in Pueblo.
Yes, this is the project that people who have watched the RTA process say is the most likely to get approval. Now, what Pueblo wants to do is it has an existing river walk down there that generates some tourists, and it has an existing convention center. It wants to enlarge the convention center and improve the river walk, and it really wants to put a focus on generating military conventions and military tourists. Pueblo is known as the home of heroes because four Medal of Honor winners have come from the city, and they think they can really capitalize on this if they just have the space to bring in more people. They also want to build an aquatic center, saying the state doesn't have a real center where people can come and hold great big swim meets, and they want to build what's called the Pro Bull Riders University. They're already the home of the Pro Bull Riders, a national organization, but they want to build an arena where they can train people, they can hold events, and they feel that the four of these in combination can bring in a lot of people. Now, what's been interesting is that while the Economic Development Commission has been, I wouldn't say critical, but has been very questioning of each of the projects that have come before it, a lot of times they will end questions about the Pueblo project by complimenting them on the work they've done on the Riverwalk in the past, and at one point even giving them advice on how they can better pitch this to the Economic Development Commission. So that's what you really see in making you think this has got the inside leg on being one of them right now.
Ed, thanks so much.
Thank you for your time.
Ed Sealover is a reporter for the Denver Business Journal. The Economic Development Commission is expected to make its decision May 18th.